Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Penumbra Petrochem Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on the touchtone phone. To remove yourself from the queue, please enter star and two. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh Narvekar, Vice President, Corporate Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Narvekar.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Penumbra Petrochem Limited earnings conference call for Q4 and year ended March 2022. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all of you by taking the time to join us on this call. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantee of future performance and involve risk and uncertainty that are difficult to predict. I would like to introduce Mr. Hussain Rayani, Joint Managing Director of Penumbra Petrochem Limited, and Mr. Pramod Maheshwari, CFO, Penumbra Petrochem Limited. Now I request Mr. Hussain Rayani to share the Q4 performance overview of our company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mahesh. Good morning. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the quarter ending March 2022 earnings conference call of Penumbra Petrochem Limited. Let me begin by giving an overview of the business. I wish to stress that the company produces petroleum-based value-added specialty oils for diverse industries with products like rubber process oil, printing ink, textile, anti-static cooling oil, drilling fluids, et cetera. Now about performance. We witnessed good, stable demand across all product categories during the quarter with stable margins. Domestic industrial activity has seen encouraging growth, thus enabling the company to report revenues of more than 2,000 crore for the year ending March 2022. Despite uncertain geopolitical conditions, exports grew and accounts for 40% of the revenue. Volume uptake has been quite stable during the quarter, with our UAE subsidiary showing 26% growth in volumes. Crude prices has been very volatile during the quarter, which led to revenue being postponed to future periods. The company has successfully passed on these price increases to most customers, which has firmed up operating margins. The ongoing capacity expansion is on due course, and we will see additional capacity going on stream in batches during from second half of the current year, 2022-23. Now I request Mr. Mahesh Narvekar to give the financial highlights.
Thank you, sir. On a consolidated basis in Q4 FY22, the operating income for the quarter was 510.9 crores, which was at approximately 6% decline over March 2021. Operating EBITDA reported was rupees 72 crores against rupees 82 crores on a year-on-year basis. Operating EBITDA margin stood at 14.1% for the quarter. Net profit after tax reported was 56.2 crores for quarter ended 31st March 2022, and PAT margin reported was at 11%. As per 12 months ending FY22 audited accounts, the operating income was 2,138 crores, which was an increase of 47.2% on a year-on-year basis. Operating EBITDA reported was 301.7 crores, which was an increase of about 54.1% on a year-on-year basis. Operating margin, operating EBITDA margin stood at 14.1% for the year FY22 versus 13.5% in FY21. Net profit after tax reported was rupees 230.3 crores, which was an net increase of about 70.4% on a year-on-year basis, while PAT margins reported was at 11%. With this, we can now open the floor to question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deepak Tarapurkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Sir, my name is Deepak Tarapurkar and I am calling from Goa. My first question is, given the uncertainty in the global market, how has the company fared on export front?
Thank you, Deepak, for your question. Is this the question or you want to ask one more?
Given the uncertainty in the global market, how has the company fared on export front?
Yes. So the export constituted about 40% of the total revenues. We have further increased new territories and new customers in the export market. The challenges were quite great, but it is a global phenomena, and India as a country is quite well placed to cater the export markets. So we have been growing aggressively on the export front, with exports constituting about 40% of our total revenues, and we wish to carry this forward in the current year.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Goel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Naveen.
My question is, could you please guide us on revenues and operating margins in coming quarter? And how do you see a forward from here?
We anticipate in this current year, the revenues to grow about 15 to 20%. There is definitely a lot of volatility due to the current geopolitical conditions. However, we feel the Indian market is quite resilient, and the demand seems to be stable. We have some greater visibility from our customers going forward in the current quarter and in the current year. Considering that there is no further escalation in the current ongoing conflict, we are quite confident to maintain our margins in this year.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Naveen.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abbas Sabuwala, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. This is Abbas Sabuwala here. Good morning, sir. Sir, I would like to ask one question. What is the current status of expansion plans, and is there any schedule change on its implementation?
Yes, Abbas. The expansion plans are on track. In this year, we plan to further increase our capacity to the tune of 35,000 tons, with these expansions coming in our subsidiary company in UAE and also our plants in India. So we are on track with our expansion plans.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Akshay Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible? Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Very good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, my question is, as we are seeing, the forex market has been quite volatile during the period and looks very uncertain. How has the company managed to its foreign exchange transaction?
Yes, Akshay. So we have a natural hedge of about 40% from our export proceeds, which give us a natural hedge to our forex exposure, and a considerable amount of the balance open exposure we do a forward contract, So more or less, we are quite covered on the forex transactions.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other question, Akshay?
No, no, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manpreet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Yani. First of all, thanks a lot for announcing such a great dividend. So that's a big jump versus last year, and hoping that this trend continues. So that's great. So I have two questions around revenues. My first question is that in Q3, the revenue had dipped versus Q2, and that was because of supply chain disruption. And last quarter, when we asked you this question that what do you expect for Q4, you had advised that there would be a catch-up in Q4, and as a result, the Q4 revenue should be higher because typically you have annual contracts with clients, so they would sort of catch up in Q4. But what we are seeing is that Q4 is also similar to Q3 revenue. So one, I wanted to understand the reason for this. And second part of the question is that, is it that in Q4 your volume has remained same as Q3 and your pricing has also remained same? Or is it that your volume has reduced, but pricing has increased because of which the volume has, because of which revenue has remained same? So these are the two questions.
Yes. Thank you, Manpreet, for your encouraging words first, and we hope to continue our great performance going forward. Regarding the revenues in the Q4 versus the Q3, we have seen that in this current quarter too, there was a lot of volatility in terms of the geopolitical conflicts going on and the very, very volatile crude oil price. So, you know, whenever we see such volatility, there is a general postponement of the offtake from our customers. So, but if you see on the full year basis, we have had, you know, the overall revenues increased in line with our expectation and in terms of the volumes in Q4, there was an increase in our volumes by 7% compared to the Q3. So overall, on a full year basis, there has been the performance has been above our expectation. And going forward, we feel that whatever the current volatility will subside in the current year, and you know, a lot of the volumes will be now taken forward in the current year.
Thank you, Mr. Riani. Do I have permission to ask a follow-up question, or do I need to get in the queue?
Yes, you can, Mantri, for sure.
Okay, great. So now this is interesting that you said that your volume has increased by 7% in Q4 versus Q3. So which means that probably your average selling price has come lower. Now, what is interesting is that in Q4, a lot of petrochemical companies' commodity prices have increased, and as a result, a lot of petrochemical companies have increased have shown higher revenues. So, I mean, this sort of doesn't seem in line that you are sort of seeing the average selling price being lower. So just wanted to get your thoughts on this.
So we have a monthly contract with our customers. So whatever is the volatility, there is a contractual orders with customers which are, you know, fulfilled by them. So more or less, whenever there is such volatility, but because of our pass-on pricing mechanism and monthly contracts with customers, we are quite insulated from the effects. But yeah, there is a general slowdown in the offtake which gets covered up and picked up in the subsequent quarters.
All right. And my last question, you had mentioned that by Q4 of FY22, your capacity would be increasing from 240,000 tons to, I think, 230,000 tons. So just wanted to confirm that is your, this expansion, this has sort of reached 270,000, and now you would be talking about additional expansion in FY23?
This year we have worked on more than 100% utilization for the year. And in this year, 2022-23, we have a 35,000 tons capacity addition, which will be commercialized in the second half of this year.
All right. This is great. Thank you very much, Mr. Riani.
Thanks, Mantri.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshal Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, team. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
In line with the earlier question, can you give me the volume growth for the entire year?
Sure. This is your first question, right?
Yeah. I have a follow-up for this.
Yeah, so this year we had a total volume of about 260,000 tons for the full year.
And what was this in the last year?
Last year was 256,000 tons.
Okay. So my where I'm coming from is, when I look at your past data, you have said that you are able to pass on the prices with a lag of 1 month. But in the past, when there are few cases where crude has gone up, sales have also gone up, but the margins have declined materially. And in one other case, when crude has come down, your margin has also come down along with sales. So I was trying to get a sense of how does this work and if the volumes, if you can share.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mr. Solanki. So, generally, we have a, as you rightly mentioned, we have a pass-on mechanism. And as compared to the crude oil price, our raw materials is time-lagged about 4 weeks. So, whenever there is a stable or a range-bound volatility or the increase or decrease in crude oil price, it's not much of a concern. I think in the past, what you must be referring, there have been very sharp fluctuations where things, because we also have a quarterly contract with customers, so sometimes it becomes a bit difficult to immediately pass on. But if it is a stable increase, we can we have a monthly pricing, and it is easily passed on to the customers. In terms of the movement of the crude oil price, it is our raw materials do not have a direct correlation, but yes, indirectly it moves in tandem with the oil prices, and we see that with a crude oil price between in the range of about $70 per barrel, it is a much more comfortable situation, and the increasing oil prices always has some impact on the profitability.
Okay, sir. So my next question is, what is the USP of the company? Why do customers prefer our company over competitors?
Well, it's a question the customers need to answer, but yes, our USP would be that we are more into a value-added space where we custom make products according to the customer's requirement and specifications. So we are more or less a very, very specialized oil manufacturing companies with a sizable portion of value-added products made according, tailor-made according to the customer's needs and requirements.
Okay, got it, sir. And the last question is, you have given a corporate guarantee to Aniruddha distributors in FY 13 to 16. So can you tell the rationale behind that? And because it's an annual report, it's not
there. Is no corporate guarantee given to Aniruddha distributor.
Oh. Maybe I'll take this.
Yeah, you can do.
That was it from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ramesh Damani from Ramesh Damani Finances. Please go ahead.
Hi, Hussain. Good morning. Thank you so much for a wonderful set of numbers, and thank you so much for listening to your shareholders and increasing the dividend substantially. Both very friendly. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Mr. Damani.
Yeah. Hussain, I have just a few quick questions for you.
Yeah.
First, you have inventories of almost 500 crores. I wonder if you can give us some color on that. Are you buying it Russian crude cheaper? What is the average price that you're buying it? And how sensitive is Panama to recession? Suppose the global markets fall into recession, the global economy. Is our offtake very sensitive to that? And lastly, could you just give us your three-year vision in terms of products, geographies, revenue, so that you're understanding how this company looks 3 years from now. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Damani, and always appreciate your kind words and encouragement to us. Your first question regarding our raw materials. So we have contractual agreements with suppliers, mostly from the Asia-Pacific region, and also from refineries in Middle East, Europe, and USA. So most of our raw materials are under contractual formulas and under contractual quantity agreements. We do about 50% of our purchases on formula-based contract buying, and another 50% is on spot purchases, depending on the situation. So by and large, we are quite covered with our quantities with our suppliers. In regards to your second question, of course, the recession, the noise of recession is quite prominent amongst all analysts. But what we see is that majorly our finished products are a raw material to our customers. And if we see in India, the Indian market seems quite resilient. We are quite optimistic with the demands as per the forecast we have from our customers. So we are looking quite confident, unless there is some other major escalation in the conflict. Of course, we are at risk with the price on the crude oil and what happens with that. But more or less, the Indian market looks quite stable and growing in the coming years, and we are quite confident. Also, our exports are increasing because we have been aggressively increasing our reach, the abound and reach in many countries worldwide. Going forward in the next 3 years, we have a very clear strategy to increase our share of our value-added products. Thereby, we are quite confident to keep up our operating margins at these levels. And to increase the share of our value-added products further going ahead, most of our new capacity which we are adding is all in the value-added space. So we are quite confident going forward and hope to continue our growth at about 15 to 20% year on year.
Hussain, just a follow-up. Do you have any exposure to Russia in particular, I wanted to ask you?
No, we do not have any exposure to Russia in terms of our raw material purchases nor our export of finished products.
Okay, great. Congratulations on a great quarter, Hussain, and congratulations on your leadership.
Thank you, Mr. Damani. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I have two questions. Let me shoot first one. Sir, can you please brief us more on the utilization of cash, and especially on front of repayments of borrowings as well as on the investments?
Yes, thank you, Rohan. So the cash generated has been invested in land and building to cater our future expansion plans. Also, the cash has been utilized to repay our working capital loans, which has been reduced from 65 crores to 30 crores. And for the dividend payment in line with our dividend distribution policy.
Okay, sir. Okay. And another question is that you have earlier announced interim dividend of rupees 2 and now final dividend of 4 rupees. So the total dividend for the year is around 6 rupees, which comes up to 400% on face value and around 16% on dividend payout ratio, if I calculate. So would you think or you believe that this trend will continue in future also?
Just to correct you, the total dividend payout for this year has been 8 rupees per share on a face value of 2 rupees, so a 400% dividend payout. And we believe we will adhere to our dividend distribution policy as we have declared going forward.
Okay, so my bad. I mean, it was 2 plus 4. Okay.
2 plus
6. 2 plus 6, yes. So when is the expected AGM date?
The expected AGM would be in the first week of September this year.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hussain Rayani for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I would like to thank everyone who has participated in this call. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relation team and we will be very happy to answer them. Thank you very much once again and have a great day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.